Today is the 15th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today. It's always great. It's always an honor. Always grateful that we can come here safe, and allow the scriptures to speak into our lives and know that we're not alone in it, but we're safe in it together and we're for each other. Grateful to be here with you today as we move forward into something like iconic story today. And we're going to meet somebody that we, you know, they just met. And, well, let's just go for it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1 through 18, verse 4. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle and were gathered at Socoh, which belongs to Judah. And they camped between Socoh and Azekah and Ephes Damim. Saul and Israel's fighting men were gathered, and they camped in the valley of Elah, and they drew up in battle order to meet the Philistines. Now the Philistines were standing at the base of the mountain on the one side, and Israel was standing at the base of the mountain on the other side, and the valley was between them. There went out a champion from the camp of the Philistines. Goliath was his name, from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. Now the weight of the bronze coat was 5,000 shekels. He had greaves of bronze on his legs, and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. His iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield-bearer was walking before him. He stood and called out to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose for yourselves a man and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and to strike me down, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and strike him down, then you will be our servants and will serve us." The Philistine said, "I defy the battle lines of Israel this day. Give me a man and let us fight together." And Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine. They were filled with terror and were greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, whose name was Jesse, who had 8 sons. And the man was old in the days of Saul and advanced in years. The 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and next to him Abinadab, and the 3rd was Shammah. As for David, he was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul, but David would go back and forth from Saul to shepherd his father's flock in Bethlehem. The Philistine stepped forward morning and evening and took his stand daily for 40 days. Then Jesse said to David his son, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to your brothers. Carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and look into your brother's health, and bring back news of them." Now Saul and they and all Israel's fighting men were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose up early in the morning and left the flock with a keeper, and he carried away the food and went as Jesse had commanded him. And when he came to the encampment, the army was going out to the battle line, and they shouted a war cry. And Israel and the Philistines ordered themselves in battle lines, army against army. David left his things with the keeper of the equipment, and he ran to the battle line, and he went and greeted his brothers. As he was speaking with them, the champion Goliath, the Philistine from Gath, was going up from the battle line of the Philistines. And he spoke these same words, and David heard them. When all Israel's fighting men saw the man, they fled from him and were very afraid. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it will be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches, will give him his daughter, and will make his father's house exempt from taxes in Israel." David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, "What will be done for the man that kills this Philistine and takes away this reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him in the same way, saying, "So will it be done to the man who kills him." Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why have you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the evil of your heart, for you have come down that you might see the battle." David said, "What have I done now? Was it not only a word?" And he turned from him toward another and spoke in the same way. And the people answered him again, as at the first. When the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go fight with this Philistine." Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth." David said to Saul, "Your servant was a shepherd for my father's flock, and the lion came, and the bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and struck him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I took hold of his beard, struck him, and killed him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be as one of them, because he has reviled the armies of the living God." David said, "The Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of bronze on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David secured his sword to his armor and tried to walk, but he was not used to it, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." So David took them off. He took his staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones out of the brook. And he put them in his shepherd's bag, even in a pouch. And his sling was in his hand. Then he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine came walking and drew near to David. And the man bearing the shield went before him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he despised him, for he was a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" Then the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the heavens and to the beasts of the field." And David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have reviled. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Then I will give the corpses of the Philistine camp this day to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And then all this assembly will know that it is not by sword and spear that the Lord saves, for the battle belongs to the Lord, and he will give you into our hands." When the Philistine arose and came near to meet David, David hurried and ran toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took from there a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead. Therefore the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and he struck down the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine. Then he took his sword and drew it from out of its sheath, and he finished him off, and he cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the fighting men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted, and they pursued the Philistines from the entrance of the valley of Elah as far as the gates of Ekron. So the Philistine dead lay slain on the road to Shaaraim as far as Gat and Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they plundered their tents. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Whose son is this youth, Abner?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I do not know." The king said, "Inquire whose son the young man is." So when David returned from slaying the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the Philistine's head in his hand. Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." When he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was bound to the soul of David, so that Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not permit him to return home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. So Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David, even his garments, his sword, his bow, and his belt. John 8, 21 through 30. Again, Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sins. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "Will he kill himself? For he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." They said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Just who I have been telling you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. So I tell the world what I heard from him." They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing of myself, but I speak these things as my Father taught me. He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given good to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenants. He has shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are true and just. All his commands are sure. They stand forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and fearful is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who live it have insight. His praise endures forever. Proverbs 15:11. Death and destruction are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the children of men? Okay, so in modern day Israel, in the Shephelah, the lowlands, there is this extremely fertile valley. It's really long. It's narrow, but really long. And it's called the Valley of Elah. And on either side of the valley, there are hills. They rise quickly. They cascade away. In ancient times, this valley is a borderland between Israel and Philistia. And it's in this valley that we spend our time in 1 Samuel today, in a very, you know, famous story, but a very, very huge shift now is going to take place. And this whole drama is going to get serious. So the Philistines are encamped on one side of the valley. They're taunting the Israelite army who are on the other side. And they have this pretty amazing intimidation tactic. Their warrior Goliath, who is a giant. And so every day Goliath walks out into the valley, defies the gods of Israel, invites somebody to come represent Israel and, you know, do a man-to-man combat into the death, which will decide who serves who. And meanwhile, we keep hearing about this, like, shepherd, David, kind of just showed up on the blip, blipped on the radar yesterday. And now here he is. He's young, but very brave, and is quite an experienced shepherd. He has come to check on his brothers on the battle lines. It's about 12 miles to the battle lines from where, you know, David would have been keeping sheep. David arrives as Goliath is doing his daily taunts. And so that he's the attraction point. Have you seen the giant? They're asking David. He comes out here to defy Israel every day. The king offered a huge reward. Anyone who kills him, he gets to marry one of the king's daughters. And his whole family are exempt from taxes. This is an appealing reward. Nobody was willing to go face Goliath, though. Until David shows up, a shepherd boy. Before long, David's in front of the king. David's got the youthful confidence, but he has blind faith in God. And in some way, this convinces the king to go to let David go do what he's responsible for, to allow him to face the giant. So Saul gives David his armor, the king's armor, puts it on him. David just, he can't wear it. He's not used to it. He can't fight in it. It didn't fit. He wasn't accustomed to it. So that's a reminder for each of us. We cannot go into battle wearing somebody else's armor. You know? Something to think about. So in the end, David goes into the valley as he is. Like, as he is, a shepherd boy. He'd kill lions and bears. And he was a deadly accurate slingshot. And so that's how he goes. And when Goliath sees the boy with no apparent weapon coming, he thinks it's a joke. Am I a dog? Are we going to play sticks? Are we going to play fetch? David is like, man, the words are iconic. You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied. Everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle. He will give you to us. So David starts running toward the giant, and he swings a stone, and it flies, and it is, I mean, it cracks into and sinks into the giant's forehead. So it is kind of flying, you know, like bullet speed. It's like flying. And just like that, the giant is flat face down, dead. And David goes from like complete obscurity that morning, getting up to tend the sheep and make this trip, to completely celebrated national hero that night. That is how fast David's life shifted. And he has a lot in front of him. He has to learn a lot in a very short amount of time. And we will get to watch that too. Because his life has completely changed and his popularity has a profound effect on a very insecure King Saul. And so far in 1 Samuel, we've been watching Saul's insecurities and fears, consistently undermining his own leadership, and applying that to our own lives. Looking at our own weak spots in these areas. From this point forward, David's and Saul's lives are completely enmeshed, which opens entirely new levels of paranoia and drama for Saul. But it also offers us pretty stunning opportunities for reflection on the way that we get pulled into things and how our own heart's posture and motivations can be very skewed. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you. Fully and completely invite you. These are some of the very, very important pages of every important page in the scripture. But as far as truly getting an opportunity to use the scriptures to teach us, but then to look inside of us for us to be able to see ourselves through the stories. This is an important part of scripture, and so we invite you into it. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app are all brand new, 2.0, and our home base. They are the ground zero for the Global Campfire. So, make sure that you have gotten the app, gotten your app updated, gotten over and gotten to kind of peruse all things new. And we have introduced a lot of new content and a lot of new places. And so take 5 minutes and just get familiar. In the community section, you'll find a watch button. There's a lot of things to watch, but there's some tutorials in there as well that you can just get familiar. Take a few minutes to get familiar and you'll, well, then you'll know exactly what you're doing and where to go. All things being new, though, means that everything's new in the shop. The Daily Audio Bible shop is new, and there's all things new in the shop, all kinds of new things. From the Global Campfire t-shirts to the I'll Be Waiting For You Here Tomorrow t-shirts, to the Love One Another t-shirts, to the Act Justly, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly shirts, to all kinds of things, like the New Wind Farm Coffee and Tea Coffee Club. So I've been talking about this for a couple of days, so I'll just get right to it. First 250 people, now this is the fourth day, so this is going to be dwindling down, and I'll only be saying this for a few more days. The first 250 people that came and subscribed to the coffee club for a year, like paid for a year, picked what you wanted in coffee and tea, and how we'd send that to you each month. We will send you a 20th anniversary edition clean canteen. And if you've been around here for more than a year, like, clean canteens are familiar. Like, we have these all the time, and it's something that we use, like something that I'm using currently is my clean canteen. Happens to be the Marigold one, and that's what I'm talking about here. With your one-year subscription to Wind Farm Coffee or Tea, we will send you a 20th anniversary edition Marigold clean canteen. It's got a black lid, super crisp, super sharp. And we had 20th anniversary editions last year. This is a different one. It is a 20th year anniversary, but the 20 is a little bit different, so these are exclusive. When these are gone, that's actually the end of all of that. We had these for the 2.0 launch in the 20th year, but, well, complications and technology kept us from getting there, and so we're bringing them out now. We'd love to send you one. Love for you to enjoy the craftsmanship of something that will keep your coffee warm all day. That's why I love it. So check that out in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have prayer requests or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio, calling in to pray for a couple of requests. Kay from Ohio, you shared with us that your mother recently passed, and we are all so very sorry to hear that. And I remember when my mom passed, and Brian talks about his memories often also, so we know this is a difficult time. And we don't want to minimize it. We just want to lift you up for comfort and peace, that the Lord would walk with you, that you would feel his presence at all times, that he would guard your heart and your thoughts, that he would bring good thoughts and memories of your mother in the upcoming days. And it is a process. It will take time. But we love you, Kay, and we'll be lifting you up in prayer. And then there was a call from Las Vegas, somebody expressing needing help with a relationship with Jesus. And as I listen to you talk and express your heart, it just touched me deeply. And what I couldn't get out of my head was Psalm 46:10, to cease striving, and just be present with the Lord. Don't want to give advice. It's not what we do. It's just being present with the Lord. and enjoying the things of the Lord. So I'll be praying for you that you can find that place of peace in Him and feel like your relationship with Him is where it should be. And finally, Lonnie, I heard you call in with an update. It was great news. There was a prayer on DABC, and so amazingly, I had prayed for something that seems to be happening in your life. So we'll continue those prayers. Love you all. Mark the baby doctor.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. It is Saturday, May 9th. I just got through listening to Daily Audio Bible Devotional and the prayer request. And this is for Kay out of Ohio who just lost her mom suddenly. Kay, I understand where you are. Back in 1989, I lost my mom suddenly. And to say the least, it was overwhelming and a shock. And there are no words that can describe you absorbing what has taken place and even thinking about going forward. So, Kay, I just want you to know I'm just sitting with you and your family, just present, and just present in the Lord with you that as you go through this journey, God is going to be more than able to carry you through. He's the God of all comfort, peace, joy, help and strength in a time of trouble, especially unexpected events that happen. So know that we as a community are sitting with you. Whether we say words or not, we're just with you, present, going through this with you, walking through it with you, praying silently if need be, and praying aloud if need be. But just know you are loved, your family is loved, you are not alone. God's taking you by the hand and slowly walking you through each moment if necessary. And so, Father, I just ask you to just surround this family with your presence and love and peace and power and joy as they go through this journey, missing their mom and preparing to lay her to rest, Lord. So we just give you glory, God, for being the God that sees them. In Jesus' name. Love everybody out there. Praying for everyone. Have a good weekend.
Yes, my name is Valerie Brickman, and I'm calling from Northwest Arkansas. And I've called in before, but my son, Ben, passed away in August of 2024. And the grief over him is just debilitating. I always have a grief pit in my stomach, and I fell into a really deep depression. I don't see any hope. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I am desperate for y'all's prayers. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Ron from Louisville. I just wanted to say I appreciate you, Brian and Joe, for this Daily Audio Bible. I just wanted to just, ask for prayers for my wife, Sarah. We're from Hawaii, and we live in Louisville, Texas, and we want to see if you guys can intercede for my wife. Her mammogram was last week, and the x-ray, they found some dark matter. So please pray, and we're just casting all cares onto him, 1 Peter 5:7. And we just wanted to just have our brothers and sisters come in agreement for healing for my wife, Sarah, and also for our marriage, you know, going through just me. I'm struggling with anxiety and depression, and I wanted to be healed from that. And yeah, just pray for a hedge of protection over our family during this time. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Hey, Dad, fam, this is Cowboy, and I just got finished listening to today's reading. How about that amazing praise report from Miss Katie? Doing good with everything that she has going on. Yeah, how great is our God? How great is He? Man, her story broke my heart, and I know there's another one. I can't remember the details, but there's another lady and her child in a very similar situation, and it has just been weighing so heavily on my heart that these babies need that mother's touch in these first few moments of their lives. Like, that's what we we are designed to do. That's what our Father wants for us. And so I know I've been praying. I've heard everybody else pray. And we're still standing in prayer and agreeing, said, hey, these are going to happen. And that full recovery and everything's going to be good with the babies. And I also want to send out a massive, massive just prayer and protection for those children that are, those three children that are in that situation. That little boy was crying out to Jesus in this abusive situation. Man, I rebuke those attacks of the enemy on our children. I rebuke it. It doesn't march one step further. God, move and intervene in that situation. Protect those sweet babies. If they need to be out of that situation, Lord, let it happen. Let them fall into a loving family that puts you first above everything. Protect those sweet babies. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Hey, DAB. It is Refined by the Fire in Ohio. And again, oh my gosh, thank you for this new app. I can only imagine the time, energy, effort, sleepless nights, just love and attention to detail that you guys have all put into making the space just beautiful and smooth flowing and a lot of fun. Obviously, love the videos, love the testimonies, love the additional visuals and connection that there is through this app. Also super excited. The subscriptions and those kind of things. So thank you to Brian Herden, all of the family, all of the team. Looking forward to whatever this is with Brian and Jill, all being in one place. Just the organization is fantastic. So cannot gush enough. Was already loving telling people about this app. So has just heightened that in the excitement of being able to say, and now look what it does. So just huge thank yous and continued prayers for all the little buggies and things that go on behind the scenes. And just prayers, as much as I hate to do it, prayers for patience for our group around the world as we listen. I know rolling it out is not equal for everyone. I know there's some frustrations. Please give grace upon grace to this team as they navigate and figure it out. Don't give up on them. It is an incredible thing. Love you guys.